A woman was unable to get a court order against her ex, a BC relationship coach who assaulted her 5 years ago, because she couldn't prove she needed protection. In a lawsuit filed in BC Supreme Court in Vancouver, the woman asked the court to rule that she lived with Nima Ramani in a spouse-like relationship so she could get a protection order against him. Under the Family Law Act, the courts may issue an order to protect an at-risk family member if family violence is likely to occur. She also asked for a conduct order to ban Ramani from contacting her if the court decided they were not in a spouse-like relationship and did not qualify for a protection order under the Family Law Act. The woman, who owned a cafe in Steveston, met Ramani in 2015 when she saw one of his Facebook videos about his philosophy called the Overview Method. Ramani was a qualified chiropractor but was transitioning into a career as a relationship coach. They both adhered to a personal development philosophy called the DeMartini Method, which claims to help people sort through their emotions with a systemic predetermined series of mental questions. Ramani initially offered to help the woman with her gluten allergy through personal coaching, according to the court document, and their relationship eventually became sexually intimate in the fall of the same year. The woman started working in Ramani's relationship coaching business, and Ramani told the court they would spend more than 80% of their nights sleeping in the same residence. The woman moved in with Ramani in 2017. Between 2016 and 2017, the pair traveled around the world both for work and as a couple. However, in 2018, Ramani assaulted the woman and she moved out. Ramani received a conditional discharge in 2022 after pleading guilty to two instances of assault in 2017 and 2018. His one-year probation order prohibits him from being in contact with the woman and from attending her residence or places of employment, education or worship. The victim and Ramani have not been in contact since early 2019. No protection needed. Judge BC Supreme Court Judge Nina Sharma dismissed the woman's lawsuit, concluding the woman did not live with Ramani in a marriage-like relationship for two continuous years and they did not have a marriage-like relationship when they did live together. She acknowledged both parties described the relationship as volatile and characterized by frequent, sometimes intense, arguing and fighting, as well as physical violence. Ramani also told the court his family was of the Baha'i faith and he would have needed his parents' written consent before marrying the woman, of whom they disapproved. The pair never held joint bank accounts or investments and they didn't hold or lease any property together. Although the woman pointed to a draft cohabitation agreement as proof the parties were in a marriage-like relationship, Judge Sharma found it to prove the opposite, that Ramani had no intention at that point of living with her, due in large part to his divorce experience. Judge Sharma also found the pair were not spouses because their entire relationship was volatile and they disagreed on their sexual fidelity to one another. Other indicators supporting her decision included their financial independence from one another, the lack of a close relationship with each other's family, and Ramani's clear reluctance to enter into a spousal relationship due to a previous divorce. Judge Sharma also rejected the woman's request for a protection order prohibiting Ramani from contacting her. Since the woman and Ramani aren't living together, Judge Sharma found she does not have jurisdiction under Family Law Act to do so. She is also not convinced the woman has proven a need for protection. The parties have had no contact or communication since early 2019, and there is no other evidence to indicate any future contact was likely, she wrote. She also ruled Ramani would be entitled to recover his legal costs from the woman unless the parties submit a separate request. For women and children seeking help from violence, Richmond's Nova House serves as a 30-day safe housing facility, and staff are available 24/7 to respond to crisis calls. For more resources on intimate partner violence and gender-based violence, click here.